Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to your prayer altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, set your alarm clock if you need that to wake you up. Do so. That songwriter wrote, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our songs shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful, almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. King David said in Psalm 63, verse 1, part B, O God, you are my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. Concerning Jesus Christ, Mark chapter 1 verse 35, he says, And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, meaning very early in the morning, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there prayed. Ah, let's be like our Master Jesus Christ. Waking up early to a solitary place, that's our prayer altar, to pray and worship God. Listen to Turning Point, either alone or with your family. Meditate on the word, receive the prayers, and whatever faith prophetic action we may be asked to engage in. Then pray more on your own, as much as you can. Pray speaking in tongues or your understanding. Engage our daily devotional prayer booklet also. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today. Welcome also to Thursday, the 17th date in October. As usual, open your hand and heart for the prayer and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. You are not coming down. You are rising up. I say you are going up. If you are down in any area of your life, I prophesy you're rising up. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. Which area of life have you suffered any setback? I prophesy, bounce back, rise up, and come on. Who is this with a loved sick one? Maybe your spouse, your parents, your son, your daughter, your sibling or friends. Can you please raise their photographs up or any of their items around you there, or just be mentioning their names as I pray for them? I pray for your loved sick ones. I say be healed. I say be healed. When Lazarus was sick, his sister sent for Jesus. Jesus Christ eventually came. Lazarus was dead, but he raised him back from dead. I speak again to the life of your loved sick ones. Receive your healing. This sickness is not unto death. Come back to life. Receive your full health and serve God in strength and in joy. In Jesus' name. Anoint them or anoint their photographs. Who is this? It's like you are left alone. No one is coming to your aid. You have called and spoken to some people. The response has not been encouraging. You are tired of your situation. Sometimes you cry all alone, sleepless. Fill your thoughts with all this burden. Lay your hand on your chest and let me pray. God has seen you. He's coming for your aid. Cheer up. Don't lose hope. In a little while from now, that narration will change. God has sent an angel to come rescue you. Angel in form of man will come and bring you out of that situation soon. Someone is bereaved. You loved a loved close one. I said to you, be comforted. Thank God and sing a song. What we don't understand now, God does. It is a test of your faith. Please don't fail that test. Put all on God and please move on with life. Can you do this? All my listeners, can you do this? Walk around in your room, in your kitchen, or wherever you are. Start making some declarations, some confessions over your life. I want you to be your own prophet now. Begin to speak to your health, your business, your career, your children, your family, your project. Say some positive things to your own body, to your own life, to your industry. How do you want God to do it? Walk around. Declare it. You are your own prophet. Say it with faith. Say it with strength. Say it again and again. From here on the altar, I join you. In the name of Jesus, it is done. I say it is done. You will testify about these expectations very soon. Say amen. I receive it. Please do that kind of prayer from time to time as God gives you the grace. October 17th celebrant, let me pray for you. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace. You will live to a good ripe old age in peace, prosperity, and posterity. Happy birthday. Listeners, this is our fourth day in personal, scriptural, effective, and effectual prayers. Many people complain of unanswered prayers. They pray to God, they can't see any change. The reason is there is no word of God content in their prayers. Prayers not based on God's word, they are just empty noise before God. Such prayers don't even get to God. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, God said, I watch over my word to perform it. Use God's word, what I call word content, to pray to him. Answers will definitely come. Learn it here and start praying that way. First prayer today is from 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. And it reads, and David said, is there yet any that is left in the household of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Let's pray this way. Pray with fervency. Say, O Lord, show me kindness and mercy for your name's sake. Show me kindness and mercy for the goodwill that my parents and my grandparents have done to others. Put my thought in the heart of my own David to show me kindness and mercy. As King David remembered Saul's house for Jonathan's sake, put my thought and my children's thought in the heart of good and great people to show us kindness. Let my King David send for me. I must not be forgotten. I shall not be forgotten. As the chief butler in the palace remembered Joseph in prison, let me be remembered and sent for. Let my children, my goods, my products, my goods and services be remembered and sent for. Let my files and applications be remembered and favorably treated. In Jesus' name, say amen. Oh, you will get answers to these prayers within the next 48 hours. Whoever must remember you for help, for favor, for mercy, kindness, and patronage and approval shall do so without fail. Next, Numbers 11. Verse 14, and it reads, I'm not able to bear these people alone because it is too heavy for me. Let's pray it like this. Pray it with strength. Say, in the name of Jesus, take off this load off me, O Lord. This heavy load, too heavy for my life. Heavy loads, pressing weight off my life, get out, be rolled off. Lord, send my helpers and load bearers. Send my Aaron and all that would lift up my heavy hand. All the loads and weights too heavy for me to bear alone, roll off in Jesus' name. O Lord, send my helpers. Don't leave me alone to it, O Lord. From today, let my life, my destiny, enjoy strange help and strange helpers. Let them enjoy support and assistance. Let the bills be paid off, and let my debt be canceled. I thank you in advance, O God, for sending my helpers in Jesus' name. Yes, it shall be as you have prayed it. Let's take one more. This is how to pray to receive answers from God. Use God's word to pray to God. Answers will come. Next, let's use Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 to pray. And it reads, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, have I given you. Please do this. Anoint the sole of your feet. If you can't do it now, then do it later. Sit down. Take your anointing oil and anoint the sole of your feet. Stand up and march around. Declare, every place that the sole of my feet shall tread upon, I take possession. Declare, I possess my possession. I will not know defeat again. I conquer. I am more than a conqueror. I step up. I'm not coming down. In Jesus' name, begin to declare, I take over. I take over. In Jesus' name, I take over. Walk around and say, I take over. In Jesus' name, let me join you in that prayer. I pray for you. Take over. possess your possessions in Jesus' name. You shall see the manifestations of these prayers in few hours. Please forward this to all on your contact. Let them also pray these prayers and see result. Then, listeners, have you subscribed to our YouTube page platform? I've been saying this for a few days now. Please do so today. If you are a committed, devoted, and sincere TPGF, subscribe to our YouTube. And it is simple. Go to your YouTube and simply type at the Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. At the Real Femi Emmanuel. Please type them together in small letter. Type your subscribe button and turn on notification. We want to build our YouTube platform to 500,000 very soon. Join us in this crusade. Do so if you are a true TPGF members. Also encourage all on your contact to do the same. Today is Thursday, the Prayer Mountain Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and our Uyo centers. Two services will run concurrently in all the centers. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus today is anointing to stand out. Come to be taught, to be prayed for, and be anointed to stand out in all you do in that country, in that industry, in your office, in your market, in your business, in your career, in ministry, and all. You shall be given anointed mantle for praying and doing miracle free of charge. Please do so. For some days now, our local bankers, the Zenith and the GTB especially, have been having network problems. Money sent to them are not delivered. I think Zenith is coming out of it now, but GTP is still down. Therefore, Titus and CISOAS use our Access Bank account on Turning Point. I think Zenith is getting better. Try it, and GTB, I believe, will come up in few days' time. When GTB is up, please remember to do the needful. Don't let them discourage you in paying your tithe and sending your seed. Access Bank is better. Use them if you have that link. Our PayPal is still active and is functional. All those doing their tithing and CISOing in dollars and in euro and in all other currencies, use the PayPal. And all in UK, use the HSBC account if you are doing yours in pound sterling. Those doing it in Naira is the word I've just spoken to. Use the Access Bank account. And when GTB is up, and I think Zenith is up now, I pray for you each time we receive the alert of your giving, of your seed, and of your donation. I pray for everybody today. You will see the wonders of God. These prayers we daily pray will not go in vain. God will even surpass your expectations. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.